You feel the crunch of leaves and twigs and rubble as you walk through what used to be the slums, seeing houses torn down, burnt. No bodies remain. They have been diligent about clearing up. And any that would have been left at this point almost certainly would have turned by now and likely fled into the forest itself. And you make your way out of the wooden gates. One gate lies toppled to the ground. The other still stands, but ajar. And as you look around this place, which is used to be your home, surrounded by what was known as the Tame Wood, this area of the forest which was considered safe. People went into the Tame Wood all the time to gather all manner of things. I think it just hits home for both of you just how dangerous a time this is. So, you get just the other side of the gates, and it is time for you to decide which way you would like to go.
So I've been reading quite diligently through my grandfather's notebook. Within the notebook, he'd written a map. Now, there is one area of this map that intrigues me the most, and it's the area. We're definitely not going to go towards the X with the danger written on it. Mm-hmm. I think we'll avoid that, and I think we'll head east. I'm assuming we are...
You are, so you're right at the bottom of these three. You have Ash Branch and Crest, three outposts. They're designed essentially to be like a first warning point for the initial gates. Any three of those would be perfectly valid places to go and to ask if anyone had seen anything the night in question, to check that they're still operational. You can also do an investigation check of the area. And then the last thing that I'll say is that you know that east is basically in that direction, probably just before the sort of squiggly area with the question mark in it. That is where your hunting party was when Nell fell.
What do I know of the question mark?
You've never been there. You've never got that far. So just to be, so for that, for the reference here, like you, there's outposts. You've probably gone maybe a mile outside of those outposts at most.
Have I been to the ruins? And
no. Even seeing this map with anything further marked is like a pretty big deal.
Oh, I see.
In terms of how far your grandfather actually made it into the forest. Because since in your lifetime, no one's got much further than
right.
those outposts, really. And also, so then the last piece of context is that that individual that you saw, the one that you're kind of specifically looking for, you saw them heading in the direction of Branch, Outpost Branch, but whether they then pivoted right or left or whatever, you know, we're probably talking a couple of miles to get to the outpost, but that's like the general direction they were going in case you wanted to investigate footprints or anything like that.
Well, that would indicate going just straight north. So I think we follow that path, and we kind of think, you know, he's probably gone maybe towards the ruins area. Now, I have never been further than these three posts here, so I don't really have any strong feelings about, like... I mean, obviously, I'm intrigued by the question mark, and I'm assuming that's somewhere that maybe even my grandfather never was able to reach or map out. So that's definitely something we need to do, but I think we just tread north and look for any sign of this guy.
I agree. I do have a strong feeling, and I think we should head toward Branch.
Great.
Killian of Blackrest, since this is your environment, why don't you go ahead and give me a survival check? And since you're using your grandfather's map, I will let you do so with advantage, so you can roll 2d20 and take the higher of the two.
19 plus 5, so 24.
Ooh.
Oh, my goodness.
There we go.
We are cooking.
Now we're playing.
Cooking with gas now.
You begin searching the ground. And I think that it rains nearly constantly on the Isle of Vale. And so most of the tracks have been hidden away with the mud and like shifting. But you do occasionally find like what appears to be like a section of a boot print, whether it be underneath a tree or somewhere that's like a bit more sheltered. And you do get a sense of direction heading north. And Solas, as you follow Killian's eyes in that northerly direction,
you notice something just off to the side, something moving. What at first you thought were tree branches turn out to be antlers. They connect down to a beautiful, narrow face of a large, large elk. It moves with a sort of grace as it dips its head down, stooping low, but never taking its eyes off of you. It regards you, unlike anyone in Blackcrest, with eyes that feel oddly familiar. Eyes you haven't seen for a very long time. But with a high roll, Killian, you also find a piece of fabric attached to a nearby tree. Sort of clearly torn off in some sort of a hurry, but you notice the craftsmanship on it is very, very fine. Not the roughly shorn and heavily constructed, built for endurance type of clothing that you typically find on the Isle of Vale. No, this is something much more delicate. Something slightly strange. You must be on the right path.
And I will roll that roll through to the watchtower. So after a little bit of time, the two of you trudging through the forest, you see up in the trees, mostly hidden in a sort of thicket of branches and leaves, etc., there seems to be a small wooden box with these sort of little cutouts in them.
Who goes there? Who is it?
We're friends.
From where do you hail?
From Graveview.
And you see what you probably couldn't notice before, a crossbow comes out of the hole and a sort of eye and part of a face appears and looks down towards you.
I don't think I'd recognize either of you, but what brings you this way? I wasn't expecting an exchange for another 2 weeks.
We're investigating the forest.
That's not particularly typical. What is it that you're investigating?
Come down and let us speak to you. We mean no harm.
It is not protocol for me to leave.
We're not going to hurt you.
Be that as it may, I'm not exactly in feeling particularly great about the idea of just... Listen. Make your way around the side of the tree. I will drop a ladder down. You will come up. But you will stay in the doorway. It's not safe. What are your names?
Killian of Blackrest.
And Solas.
Okay. Killian and Solas. I am Malara. Up you come.
Can I roll an inside check?
Hmm?
It's a 6. Plus 3, so 9.
I don't think it takes much to ascertain that this person is terrified.
Okay.
Like, on a knife edge terrified.
They might have seen something. Let's see what we can find out from them.
Agreed.
You make your way up and into this little treehouse area, and you see that a rather skinny, slight-looking elf holding this rather large crossbow.
What do you mean you are investigating the forest? Why would you do such a thing?
There was an attack upon Graveview just a few days ago.
Huh. I saw nothing pass through this way, otherwise I would have signaled, but I haven't heard anything from Outpost Crest in a while, so I did wonder if something had happened.
The attack was more aggressive than usual. A coordinated attack.
How fares Graveview?
We lost hundreds.
How long have you been manning the post?
We have cycles of about two, 3 months.
You saw nothing?
She looks towards you. No, I did. But it was going away, not toward. Usually you only flag if there is imminent danger. Something that... it's a pyre on the roof. But if I light it, then that means that there is attack imminent, and all I saw was this person dressed very strangely.
Go on.
They wore a black robe, and they, I think they saw me. They had this face of metal, and I cannot stop thinking about it.
Describe it for us.
There was no eyes, no soul, just this iron face that did not move.
Which way was it traveling?
She kind of moves over to one of the windows, pokes out and looks, and then says,
can you see through here? You can see just the top of, it looks like a ruin. Not that I know anyone's made it that far, but I'd say that was the direction, but I didn't have eyes on them for long. They could have taken a detour at any point. They seemed injured, I think, but I have seen so many things in this forest. I've seen monsters, hulks, undead things, things that look unnatural in every which way, but that, I've never seen anything like that. And the forest, it just feels, can you feel it? It feels wrong. It feels like there is something here that shouldn't be.
You felt this since they were here?
Yes. As soon as I saw that face, it's like it cannot leave my brain.
You've seen anything since?
That's the thing. Nothing. No creatures. Maybe a few birds flying overhead. But nothing. Nothing much.
So your instinct tells you that it went to the ruins?
If I was injured and did not know my way around, and if it was possibly fleeing Greyview, that at least would be some shelter. The forest is so unforgiving, it will offer you no shelter. That is something. I would take a single wall over no walls at all. Not that I think it would make much difference. The likelihood is the thing is dead.
And you say this creature is not of the forest?
No. No. I have been in these forests for, well, soon to turn 130, so nearly 100 years.
Well, I think we know where we need to go.
If anyone passes here after us, you have not seen us. Do you understand?
Who are you both?
You have not seen us.
Understood.
Thank you for your help.
Of course. If you see anything, if you head that direction, and you see anything, if you have any way of getting up high or starting a fire of any kind, I will take that as a signal to send anything back to Greyview, just in case.
And if we see your pyre lit?
I think then it is already too late for the two of you.
Understood.
Thank you.
I appreciate it, Killian and Solas.
As we do you.
He fell. Tripped, I think, on something just over there. Might be a good place to start.
Thank you.
Of course.
You make your way down and out of the watchtower. Where would you like to go?
Head to the place that the elf indicated. Have a look and see if there's any trace.
Yeah, go ahead, whoever would like to, or both of you, roll me an investigation check, please.
15 plus 3,
18.
18. Nice.
You take a look around, and there is a, like, quite clear signs of a bit of commotion around these, like, low and dense shrubs. Solas, you look down through these shrubs, and something glints in the light. You reach down towards it, and you see a metallic face staring up at you. It appears to be some sort of metal mask. These strange sunken eyes. The metalwork here is probably finer than either of you have ever seen before. A level of intricacy with metalwork that is almost unfathomable. Woven pieces and little intricacies, little patterns, vortices, little like symbols, the likes of which, again, you wouldn't know. The mouth of this mask has a strange kind of grate over it, and it seems to be made out of, yes, a brilliant grey iron.
My instinct is that this has some sort of malice attached to it, but also may be useful to us. My feeling is we take it with us, but we don't allow anyone to know that we have it, and we keep abreast of it, and if it feels like it's putting us at risk, we get rid of it.
Okay, well, I agree.
As you pick it up, you first feel the weight of this thing as extremely heavy, and as you kind of examine it, on the inside you see that it is laced with like a wood. It's almost like it's a metal mask placed on top of a wooden one, and then like fused together somehow. And the strangest thing, I think, for both of you, because I don't think you've ever actually felt this before, this item is imbued with magic, which outside of Anya and the stewards is not something that has ever been done. Anya might be one of the first people to imbue an item with magic since your grandfather.
Can I roll an insight check on the mask?
Yeah, I might actually... I probably would say this is more investigation. Insight is typically for people. I would also allow, if you wanted, Arcana. But I will say this, it will give you slightly different answers. Arcana might tell you something about the actual magic itself and the magical properties of it.
Okay, then if we can feel some kind of magic and malice here, I think we need to know what that is more about. And it's a +3, so...
Okay, good. That's still pretty good.
18.
With an 18, as you examine it and as you turn it over, you just for a second see through the eyes of the mask, and you realize that sort of the image that you see through the mask isn't congruent with the world around you. Like, you don't look through the mask and see like the bush and the floor or the trees. It's something different entirely. You get the sense that whatever this mask is, it is designed to enable you to see, whether it be see things that are invisible or see things that are not as they appear to you. There is something illusory probably about it. In essence, it's probably not dissimilar to the stones that you got from Anya, but essentially there is something about what this mask is designed to do is something to do with your vision and the way that you see. There doesn't seem to be either anything inherently bad or malicious about the mask itself. It might look scary, but there isn't sort of like a, you know, you don't get like a strong vibe that it would cause you any physical harm. Like, you are already touching it and nothing has happened.
Something tells me that we have to play a different game. If we're to defeat this, this could be a gift. Maybe by looking through this mask, it's going to help us see what he sees. And it might even help us find him.
But no one must know we have it.
No. But maybe we should try it on.
Agreed.
So I bring it to my face very slowly and place the mask upon my face.
As you place the mask over your face, you are temporarily blinded as a brilliant white light fills your eyes and you cannot see anything other. But as though stepping out into perfect daylight, having just been in the middle of a dark cave, your eyes adjust after a second and you look around, and just as you thought, the forest and Solas are not as they appeared previously. You see that where Solas stood, there are now a collection of seemingly floating white orbs, lights, in the sort of very rough shape of a man. And as you search around, instead of these burnt oranges and greens of the forest and this kind of grey drab, it is now as though someone has completely washed over everything. There is rich and deep purple and yellows, as all you see now, it's almost like smells. As you can see, basically these energies flowing in and around you. All these different kind of veins, and you actually can see now where you and Solus have walked. As you look back, there is a trail of these kind of sporadic white orbs just floating in the air, and the sort of further away they get, you see they're sort of slowly starting to fizzle out. You look back towards the treehouse, and you can see green energy floating and moving around, and you get the sense that is Alara inside the treehouse. And then where the mask was on the ground and leading forwards in the direction of the ruin, you can see this twisted purple colour, this deep purple colour. Again, almost like a lingering scent in the air. But you cannot see, or if you can, they still appear as like energy or vague shapes. You can't really see the forest around you, so navigating the actual forest itself would be quite hard whilst wearing this.
It's a trail. Everything's leading to trail. I think it's going to lead us to him.
So here's my question to the two of you. It is already taken some time to travel to the outpost. You likely wouldn't make it to the ruin by nightfall. And to be out in the open at night in the forest is a potentially very bad idea. So my question to you is, do you want to try and move very, very quickly, making it much more difficult to try and make it before nightfall to the ruin? Or do you want to make it some way, make a camp and bed down for the night and then continue on?
I think we bed down for the night. There's no reason to get there sooner than later.
The last time I was in the forest at night is when we lost Nell, and I don't want to go through something like that again. So I agree.
The little bird on your shoulder hops on top of your head, nuzzles down like into your hair. You don't know how, but you just get the sense it's trying to be comforting to you.
Can we return to the watchtower and see if we can stay there?
Yeah, you certainly could try and go and ask Lara if she would mind. I will ask both of you, however, to roll me a... I'll just make this a straight d20 roll. This is essentially going to see and determine how the night passes.
18.
7.
You make your way back to the watchtower. I'm assuming you don't tell Lara what you found.
No.
So you just want to bed down for the night before you head to the ruin?
That's right.
Okay. May I, normally I just stay awake through the evening. Is there, would you mind? I would love to get a little more sleep. We could take it in shifts, perhaps.
Fine by me.
That's fine.
So who would like to take the first shift?
I'll take the first shift.
You watch as Killian and Lara bed down. Killian, as you begin to drift off, you sort of very consciously place the mask next to you and begin to sleep. And I think for you, Solus, there is something slightly peculiar as you look over towards Killian. You watch as his eyes are still open, but they just begin to gently roll into the back of his head. You see a hand that was kind of maybe up adjusting something just immediately like flops to the ground as he seemingly goes unconscious very, very quickly.
I want to wake him up.
You go to wake him up and he does not awaken.
I try harder? I physically try and wake him up.
Go ahead and make me an athletics check.
Natural one.
With a natural one, we're going to get to debut a new system that I have been working on.
I made this with the wonderful folks over at the Dragon's Vault, who have a plethora of really amazing source books, which I've drawn a lot of inspiration from. But they helped me create this system, which we have called the Equinox system. So I'm going to need you to go ahead and roll me a d20, please.
3.
Solas, you feel the presence of the forest around you. And I think for you, particularly in this moment as this happens to Killian, I think it brings in flashes back some deep and buried memories. And I think there is a sense, an overwhelming sense of danger. However, you do know that the forest isn't inherently bad or evil. It is just, it represents change. You feel yourself suddenly, as you go to get across this room to get to Killian, you notice that you feel lighter, literally physically lighter than you were before, until otherwise your speed has now increased by 10 feet. So you are essentially quicker than you were before as you flash across this room, faster than you've ever moved, as you get over to Killian and start to shake him. However, with the speed that you weren't necessarily anticipating, you, and with your hands, which are capable of such great healing and great harm, you do cause 3 points of damage to Killian as you try to wake him up. As I think, without even meaning to, your hands become incorporeal and you feel, and I think you can see actually, the humor that is blocked. And in sort of trying to unknot that humor, you do cause Killian some damage. But I will say that you manage to unblock that humor. Killian, you do awaken with a really bad headache as your head has been slammed against the ground. And I think you do inherently know that something happened to you then. Like, you inherently know that you blacked out or something. Because suddenly Solas has stood right over you.
What happened?
It's not safe for us to stay here.
I don't understand. What happened to me?
Trust me. It's not safe for us to stay.
What do you mean it's not safe for you to stay?
We need to move on, Lara. Thank you for your help.
Listen, we can't leave, and I'm shaken up. I just need a minute. I don't understand. What happened?
We leave tonight.
Solas, we cannot go out there in the dark. No matter what's happening, it's worse out there than in here.
We cannot stay here.
What do you think it was?
I would have lost you there, Killian. Trust me. We need to move to the ruins tonight.
All right.
This is a crazy idea.
This is what we must do. You wear the mask, and I will guide you. You show me the way, and I will show you.
Look, I don't know what the hell just happened there. I don't know if it's got something to do with that thing, but I can't wear it. Not right now.
Then let me though wear the mask. I wear the mask, and you guide me.
Is it safe, that mask? What if it's got something to do with that?
We cannot stay here.
Sorry, what mask is this?
Nothing.
Yes, maybe you should go.
We're indebted to you, Lara. Thank you.
Yes. May Autumn guide you. I feel you might need it.
And you.
Hello, Oaths and Empires. It's me, Jasper. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the show. I hope that you have enjoyed it. I'm here to thank some very, very special people, the angels over on our Patreon. These are some of the incredible people who give so generously to the show and allow us to keep doing what we're doing. It allows us to have the most amazing and incredible audio editors, producers, sound designers, and artists on the show, as well, of course, of making sure that myself, Tom, and Luke are compensated for our time. It's just truly amazing to have a community like you all behind us. It means everything, and it is literally the only reason that shows like this exist. I feel very, very proud to be a part of this community and to have such wonderful people like you. So thank you so much for all of your support. And to the following people, an extra special thank you for being so generous with your time and your energy towards the show. It really wouldn't be where it is today if it wasn't for you. A huge thank you to Lobos, Sunshine Chops, Aki Yukani, Jinomari Ralos, Justin, Lauren Hughes, Castle Bravo, Allison Daniel, Wellini underscore IND, IND, maybe, Sammy Williams, Haley Marshall, Mushroom Gremlin, BJ, Kibby, D, in brackets, what my name is, Fall for Fiction, Danny Bauer, Michael, Mandala, Protato, Abs, Chris B, Clavia, Imperator.exe, Dylan Henderson, Sarah Phillips, Celeste Nicole, Eric, Josh Dominic, Koo and C, Lizzie brackets, Lizzie 94 close brackets, Booleen, Ketchup Zombie, Vincent M, Tazadactyl, Avi, Striped Sentry, Vintigaten, Serena of Scallops, Camille A, Himbology, Fadburger, Carlos Cermak Hernandez, Erin Shields, Cine Crab, Lisa White, Lena Beans, Vera Patria, Vakval, Al Yoxa, Your Space Cat, Sharkspren, Fanny, Sneaky Gina, Alexis, Ian Hamlet, Hank P. I went with the Tom McKay pronunciation there. But I do know the actual pronunciation is Hank P. Safz. Asterix. Samantha. Havin Hops. Glambring Gaming. Sarah. Brackets. Quest Disaster. Nell P. Brackets. Mostly 10. Close brackets. Noah Alice. Elizabeth. Erin. Egg and Ollie Love Art. Spikey. Wild Lupine. Tove L. Gillith. Ode. Odhan Coney. And of course, to the incredible mods, Mego, Nymira, and Natbat. Wonderful human beings. All of you. Absolutely wonderful. Old Man Hemlock has decreed that you are indeed wonderful human beings. Thank you so much for all of your generous support. I cannot explain what it means to me and what it means to Tom and to Luke. So thank you so much, and I hope that you are going to really enjoy this next part. Until I talk to you next time, have a great time, and remember, tread carefully in the forest, friends. All is not as it seems.